Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod.
Welcome to Italian Pod. I'm Marco.
I'm Catherine, and today we have a newbie lesson, Marco.
We have a newbie lesson about pain.
Pain. All right, things that hurt. And in that same vein, we do have a key phrase for you today.
Mi fa male.
Mi fa male.
Mi fa male.
All right, three little words meaning it hurts me personally. All right, so we're going to learn all about this one. And listen out as we play this dialogue three times for what's hurting this guy.
Dialogue, first time.
Stai bene?
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
E adesso?
Oh, adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Dialogue, second time.
Stai bene?
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
E adesso?
Oh, adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Dialogue, third time.
Stai bene?
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
E adesso?
Oh, adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Ow.
This is a bad joke.
A bad, mean, painful joke.
Yeah, so we have two friends.
Well, I hope they're
one friend and one other
one
guy.
Adversary.
One crazy guy.
All right, and it sounds like one is just getting the crap beaten out of him.
Yeah, it's like one is already in pain and the other guy like takes a baseball bat or he punches the other guy, right?
Yeah, that does sound like what's happening here. And I think we should go through this line by line and translate into English to find out what this guy is complaining about.
Who wrote this dialogue anyway?
You.
Stai bene?
Are you okay?
Stai bene?
Are you okay?
Stai bene? Ah, mi fa male la testa.
Ah, my head hurts.
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
Oh, my head hurts.
Mi fa male la testa. E adesso?
And now?
E adesso?
And now?
E adesso? Adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Now, my stomach hurts too.
Adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Now, my tummy hurts too.
Adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Oof, poor guy. He just sounds broken.
Another kind of pain can ease the previous pain, maybe.
Oh, so you think the friend is helping him by distracting him from his
alternative
first pain.
Medicine.
According to Marco. So if I have a headache, I'm never going to talk to you. I have no desire to hear what you have to say. All right. Okay, so we do have this little practical joke situation or alternative medicine, as Marco calls it. But there's some very valuable phrases in this dialogue, the first of which is the first line.
Stai bene?
This question, stai bene? We know it's a question because the inflection is up. So it's stai bene. He's asking him, are you okay?
Yeah, this is like when you want to know if something is all right because you have the feeling, you know, maybe something's wrong. So in this situation, we see this guy, I mean, probably he's holding his forehead and it's like, stai bene?
Right, so if I see Marco and he's holding his hand like he's just poked it with a pencil or something or just broken it, I say, stai bene?
And I say,
Marco, stai bene?
Yes, I just like to go around holding my wrist.
Holding your hand as if in pain. All right, and so the response to this question gives us some details about the situation.
Mi fa male la testa.
All right, let's break this down and take the first, one of the most important words of this phrase, male.
Male.
So like bad or
evil,
poor.
Evil, bad, yeah.
So mi fa male la testa. La testa here is the head. So bad, the head, and then the verb is fa, to make or to do. So mi fa male la testa. My head is literally hurting me.
Yeah. So mi fa male, and then you add what it's actually hurting you. So in this case, mi fa male la testa.
All right, but you could say a number of things because later in the dialogue, after he's received a couple blows to the tummy, he says something else.
Mi fa male anche la pancia.
So mi fa male la testa. My head hurts. I have a headache. Or you could say, mi fa male la pancia. My tummy hurts. I have a stomach ache. And so remember, this first three-word phrase, mi fa male, can be followed by any number of things, like your hand, your eyes, your feet, anything. So here we have la testa, the head, and la pancia. But you don't actually have to say my, because in English we'd say my head hurts, or I have a headache, or my stomach hurts.
No, I think in Italian it would be redundant. Mi fa male la mia testa. No, we cannot say that.
No, because you've already explained that mi, it hurts to me. So you just have to say the head, the stomach. Just use the word the.
Exactly,
there.
It would be too much.
He says, mi fa male la testa. And then the next phrase is his friend, who has given him a couple of blows. And he's like, and now?
E adesso?
E adesso. So adesso means now. And adesso, we're going to go to the next line.
Adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
All right, and this is similar to what we've just been describing. Mi fa male la testa. Adesso mi fa male anche la pancia. And this anche here means too, T-O-O, too, means also. And unlike in English where we would tack it onto the end of a statement or the end of a sentence, here it follows the verb, it follows what's happening here. So adesso mi fa male, my thing hurts, anche, and then the thing that hurts. La pancia.
Sì, mi fa male anche la pancia, mi fa male anche la testa. Anche.
He's adding to something that he's already described in an earlier statement. So anche means also or to. All right, so I think we've taken that apart. And let's go back to the dialogue, listen to it three times.
Yeah,
and
let's jump back into the rumble.
All right.
Dialogue, first time.
Stai bene?
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
E adesso?
Oh, adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Dialogue, second time.
Stai bene?
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
E adesso?
Oh, adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
Dialogue, third time.
Stai bene?
Ah, mi fa male la testa.
E adesso?
Oh, adesso mi fa male anche la pancia.
We are back. We've heard that now a total of 6 times, and we hope that you've gotten the gist of that dialogue. Not the nicest dialogue that we've ever encountered here at Italian Pod.
After 6 times of this dialogue, I feel this guy is like almost dying.
And after 6 times of this dialogue, mi fa male la testa.
Mi fa male la testa.
It's hard to listen to people getting beat up. It feels like you're getting beat up too.
No, not really.
No, not
anyway.
All right, so on the topic of pain. So, mi fa male la pancia, this is a very important statement because maybe you've eaten some food that's given you a bit of a stomach ache, or you've had a weird experience and something's just not digesting. You say, oh, mi fa male la pancia.
No, and yeah, like problems might happen when you, I don't know, when you're in Italy or when you travel to Italy, and this is a very useful sentence if you have any problems. You can say, mi fa male, and even if something that you don't know, you can always point it, you know, like, mi fa male here, you know.
Well, what if I have a headache and I say, well, mi fa male la testa, and I want to go to the pharmacy in Italy, if I just say to the woman at the counter or the man at the counter, mi fa male la testa, will they be able to help me out?
Yeah, they give you aspirin.
So very useful phrase, mi fa male, because you can use it with any body part, if you trip and fall, or if you have a headache, or if you have a stomach ache. So recommend that you keep this one in the backs of your minds if you're ever traveling, or if you ever want to, you know, express things that are going on with you, because if you ever do have problems like that, you can usually get them solved pretty quickly by just saying mi fa male.
Yeah, and so this was the purpose of this lesson. We don't want you to go out and punch your friend, your Italian friends, to practice this.
E adesso? All right, so adesso, I think it's time for us to go. So we hope that you found this valuable lesson. And if you have any questions or comments about the lesson, check out the website italianpod.com. You can post any of your questions on the lesson page for today's lesson or on a community board.
Check out the website adesso. And if you have to write an email, because you feel like it, write at italianpod@praxislanguage.com. So, ciao!
Ciao a tutti!